Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We bring to you peace.
Thank you.
We also bring to you much love.
Thank you.
And understanding for all that happens in your world. We give thanks, my dear friends, for all the loving, healing thoughts that you send out for those who have passed. Times such as these make spirit busy, but I would wish to gently remind you that these events, these happenings, they are part of your planet's evolution. And therefore, we in spirits are very busy at these times of what you call disasters. I would like to say to you that so often we hear, if you know in advance what is happening on this earth, why cannot you stop it? I am sure you know the answer to that question.
Yes.
Because, of course, it would be interference. We can try to help, we can try to uplift, but we cannot interfere with that evolutionary path which is part of your planet Earth. So, my dear friends, just a gentle reminder for you all to consider. To consider what is happening within your world. And after all, every event, every happening is your happening, is owned by each of you. But it is always difficult, we know, for you to understand why these events happen. Would anyone wish to speak?
Yes, the natural disasters that occur as part of our planetary evolution, does that link in some way to the free will of humanity?
Those disasters which you call natural would happen no matter the thoughts of many. But I understand what you are saying. Mankind can alter many things with his thought. This you know.
Yes.
But ultimately he cannot change what is meant to be. Do you understand?
Yes. And I just wonder if through free will and good thinking, he would have the ability
to help
know,
the
know
planet
in advance about these things.
Many of these things are already known of in advance. You will find, if you look into these matters, that this is so. But nevertheless, they are what you call natural disasters and are part, as I have said, of the evolution of the planet.
Yes.
Of course, mankind, as you know, has the power to alter many things. Many, many things. Especially himself. This he does not do well. But slowly, slowly you are learning. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. And I was partly wondering if by improving his own awareness he could be more aware of these things coming.
Yes, of course, that is the answer. But mankind has to learn that awareness, that spiritual awareness is what would help. But he will never be able to eradicate what is meant to be. He, of course, would wish to do so, but as I have said, that would be classed as interference.
Yes. But he might, through upgrading his awareness, shall I say, become more understanding.
Yes, of course. Yes, I entirely agree with you.
Thank you.
Yes, mankind's awareness is not great. But it is something for each of you to work upon. You can work upon awareness to help others in many different ways. It need not be a giant leap, but some small knowing that can help your fellow man. And as I have told you in times past, if you but help one human being, my dear friends, you are doing well. Yes.
Maybe for the mankind, these natural, so-called natural disasters provide possibly some humbling for the slightly the kind of people who become a little bit power minded to know that they actually cannot control something.
They will never control the elements. Never control the elements. But what they can control, I repeat again, is themselves. They can become aware of their own humility, their compassion, their knowing what happens when these events occur. That they can help those who are left in need, and they can become custodians, if you like, of many things.
Because they're absolutely trying to control the elements.
Yes,
the scientists. But yes, it's so outward looking. Instead of trying to control themselves,
yes,
they're trying to control nature.
Yes, if only they could begin to understand the workings of your world, the workings of the mind, that would be much more beneficial. Much more beneficial. Because then they would have the capabilities of helping individuals, helping people who are starving, helping people who are without homes, all of these things.
I think some of us get sad that these scientists are spending all their time trying to control the weather and things, and but we don't know how to reach them. And
they will always have some element of success. I do not say they will never achieve anything by trying. They will, to a degree. But what I am saying to you is, it is unlikely that they will ever rule the elements of your planet Earth.
Yes, I think that's good to know, because I'm not sure they'd rule it very wisely, if they, at the moment anyway.
That is why they need to become aware of the mind, of the spiritual aspect of living. All of you have a duty, are duty bound to find within yourselves that love for peace, that love for humanity, which still does not exist today.
Yes, I think this might be an apt time to say that it is the 70th anniversary of the ending of our World War II, and there have been commemoration or memory services all over the world, notably in Russia and parts of Europe and our United Kingdom. I was wondering how you regard these occasions, these commemorative occasions, when people remember the end of a major war, and clearly they are aware of the value of peace, particularly at the end of a warring period.
Yes.
Have you any comment on that?
Yes, I would say only if people have the awareness that what they have been through, the evil of killing another human being, if they could learn from those things, that would be something quite great, I think. But throughout history, how many times have you seen war?
Yes. There's
have they not learned about the reactions, the downfalls, the hatred that is created by all of these unjust things?
Yes, there seemed to be a good period following the Second World War in this country, when a very socialist-style government was voted in, and there was a long period of very good productivity and producing things for the many, not for the few. But it seems that thinking got lost over the years, it seems.
But you are speaking of one small island in a planet. I am speaking of the whole of your earth, mm-hmm. where constantly men fight against their brothers, and still it is not acceptable. And what we are working towards is love, understanding, peace, that each and every one of you in this room, on this planet, are images of each other.
Mm-hmm. I think you imply that Remembrance Days are of no value unless
yes,
people learn from them and become aware,
yes,
and love and begin to value peace.
Yes. Mm. Sometimes I feel that these events are encouraging others to be fearful. Mm-hmm. And as you all well know, my dear friends, fear is one thing that you should never want to possess. Mm-hmm. Again, I say my favorite words to you: there is only love and there is fear. Mm-hmm. And under the umbrella of fear lies many of the problems of your world. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
So it is a case, I feel, of once more looking at the wider picture. Mm-hmm. Looking with those spiritual eyes, mm-hmm. and trying to help others in understanding with patience and with love. Mm.
Yes, this is better understood on developed on a personal level than on a political level. While there have been remarkably good politicians, they seem far too few to achieve a love activation,
yes,
on a political level.
You would be amazed, I feel, my dear friend, if you could see how many in our world are working with those in power to try to bring to them that feeling of unity and love with their fellow man.
Yes.
We are working very hard to try to encourage these people. But it is not a quick task. You have been so long with people who only want to be greedy, either for profit or gain of some kind.
Yeah.
It is like trying to work through what you would call a wall of steel.
It's heartening for us to know that those in spirit are working away.
And that is why it is important for each and every one of you to work in sending thoughts to these people,
yeah.
that they may indeed find their own light.
Mm-hmm.
That way will change your world for the better.
Mm. Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Instead of being critical, we must be charitable towards
them.
Yes.
If you cannot find or give charity from within, how do you expect others to?
Mm. Mm. Yes, I'm sure we all agree that that works on an
yes.
individual level.
Yes. These are words I have given to you before.
Yeah.
But I feel, as always, it is good that you hear those words repeated.
Yes. Yes.
Just to remind you.
Yes, and going beyond the a little beyond the individual level, there is the internet and views and influences are being attempted through through places like Facebook. People offer views and ideas in that way.
Yes. It is a form of media which is being used for the betterment when it is used in that way.
It also creates a lot of fear.
Yes.
But it's
that
rather a mixture.
That is what I was about to say. As with all things, there is good and there is bad.
Yes.
You must ensure that any comments made or looked upon are those of some purity.
And we must use our discretion as to which of those comments we take on board.
I think what you've taught us over the last 20 years is how to actually filter those comments that are totally irrelevant. I do find myself skirting over the bits that are of no importance whatsoever to the betterment of myself or my fellow man.
Yes.
And that alleviates a lot of the fear in your own daily life.
Because you are taking control of your life. That is what is happening. You have decided that those comments, those remarks, which are full of fear, are not what you want to see or hear.
They're no, of no benefit at all.
Yes.
I read an interesting article on Facebook this morning on fear. And the author, in her opinion, which I thought was a very valid one, that we've not evolved to deal with our fear very well. When we were put on this planet, when we were chased by bears, etc., and the fight or flight chemical in our brains would step in, she believes that that's still there. But rather than a bear chasing us, it's now our own fear which causes the anxiety, and we've not yet learned to switch that off. And it resonated with me very, very well that occurs in everybody's life. It is a chemical in the brain. Even our every choices are made out of love or fear.
Yes.
And if you take that fearful choice, it's very, very difficult to overcome that obstacle of that fear. It follows you around and absorbs your every being, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, that is what fear will do. That is what I have said to you. That is why it is important that you know yourself as a spiritual being, not a physical being. I repeat this to you so often, my dear friends, but it is so true. The spirit can overcome many obstacles.
But I felt as reading it that it is our, as humans, it is our biggest obstacle.
Yes.
Because without that fear, things would just completely change.
Yes. And it has served its purpose in times gone by.
Yes.
In the evolution of mankind.
Yes, such as being chased by a bear for him
and
to
at
you.
Those times, the fear was used, may I say, in a positive way.
Yes.
Because, of course, even fear has a positive and a negative side to it.
Yes, the positive was you ran really quickly to escape there, and then your body would come, the chemicals in your body would settle again until the next time that you needed that.
Yes.
But we're bombarded with fear every day and every moment of our life, whether you choose to absorb that and take that fear on board.
That is where your free will
comes
into play.
Yes.
Yes, you are quite correct. But it is something, my dear friends, for you all to think upon this time. Mm. It is such a vast subject, as you would say, for you to all absorb. But nevertheless, it is something you should think about carefully.
Mm.
And again, come to know that spiritual being which rules over everything else in your lives.
Mm. I have another feeling on the subject is the authentic self. If you base yourself in the authentic self, then other people around you that are not in the same way of thinking, it has a negative effect. It can have a negative effect where you feel more centered than the people around you, and you're drawn back into that fear. And that's where free will comes into again. But I think it's very difficult for us humans to actually stay centered and
yes, if you allow yourself to be immersed within a pool of fear, then of course you will be dragged down by it.
Mm.
It is a powerful, we shall call it emotion, because that is the word you would understand.
Mm.
But because you have free will, you should be strong enough to reject any situation that creates that fear.
And dis-ease comes from the fear, as you've told us before. But our aches and pains, I've learnt that more than the anger side, which is contributed to fear anyway, comes from the core of the fear itself.
Yes.
It stops you from moving forward. Your spirit might be calling you to move forward, but you are stuck.
You are ignoring the spiritual voice.
Yes. My illness has come from fear.
Yes.
All of it.
All illness has a negative background.
Yes.
Mm.
As I have told you often.
Mm.
And again, I would say to you that it is practice to allow your spiritual being to guide you, to help you, and to keep you free from fear.
That's
after all. What within your lives is there to fear?
Mm. No, we're not going to be eaten by a bear anymore, are we?
And if you are,
so be it.
So be it.
Mm.
You say all illnesses come from fear, disease.
Yes.
Even things like, like a worn out hip.
Yes,
that worn out because of fear.
It has a balance. The balance in the body is not quite right. So you're walking on one side or the other. It has the same effect. It doesn't matter which part of the body it is. It has the same physiological effect because the brain is telling
it. In the evolution of man, your life should be one which moves smoothly.
Mm.
Until such time as it is ready for you to go home.
Mm.
That is the perfect life. But we know that the earth planet creates, as the lady has said, many fears. And that is where it stems from.
Mm.
And as she has already explained, there is always dis-ease.
Mm.
Dis-ease within the body,
mm.
which is unbalancing. That is the problem.
Mm.
Nothing is balanced or
mm.
fear and dis-ease take over the body.
Mm.
Some may never experience this problem. Many cannot understand this problem.
Mm.
But all I can say to you, it is a basic truth of humankind.
Mm. In my youth, I conscripted military service in the army, and as part of that, I did a course in parachuting. There seems to be a natural fear of leaping out into space from a great height, and it was most interesting to see how different people overcame that fear. Some seemed to have a strength of mind which seemed to be able to get them through it. Some just seemed to almost freeze out, mind become quite rigid and do their first jump. For others, it was a matter of training, ground training, and with much repetition, and with being tapped on the shoulder, and an instructor shouts, "Go." So when you're in the aircraft and you're tapped on the shoulder and the instructor shouts, "Go," you go, because this has been your training. But it was interesting for me to see how different people responded in overcoming their fear.
One other thing I would say is, remember, although you are spirit, you are cloaked with a physical body.
Mm.
You have come from two parents who already have genetic faults. So you have to make allowances. That is why some people are braver than others.
Mm.
Some people have strength of mind, which others do not have. Many reasons. So you are a combination in this world of spiritual and physical.
Endowed with genetic thoughts. That is.
Yeah, we are. Don't forget our DNA.
That is interesting.
Yes.
But also, I do believe, if I'm right, I believe I'm right, let's put it that way, that we come into this world with only one fear, and that's the fear of falling, which is
is part of the passage of birth.
Birth, that's right, yes. So some people probably carry that on and
yes.
never actually deal with that, and others, as an infant, they learn to deal. Well, it's not so bad after all.
And there is also the fear of being born into a physical body.
Mm, yes.
You must remember all of these things.
Mm.
Nothing is as simple as it may seem.
No.
So if there were no fear of being born into a physical body, there'd be much more reincarnation.
A baby
yes.
coming down the birth canal has a sense of falling, you see.
Yes, but what happens if you have a cesarean section? They wouldn't go through that, so perhaps they wouldn't have that fear, would they?
I don't know. They still have that innate sense of fear of falling.
They probably would be more afraid of, because most babies would be born in a natural way.
Yes.
Those who are taken from the body in the way that you describe
mm.
would have different fears.
Mm.
Fear of the sudden bright lights, fear of the many faces which greet them.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many reasons.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
go.
But yes, you are correct in your assumption that there is fear from the very moment of birth.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Going back to the natural disasters,
yes.
Often when there are earthquakes, afterwards some people have miraculous survival. They're taken out of the rubble after many days and they've survived. Is this because they're not A, not ready to go, B, because they have asked for help, or is it just luck?
It could be a combination of all of those things.
Mm.
I would say that it is not their time.
No. Mm.
That would be the main reason.
Yes. Yes.
So if it is not their time, it is only right that they would be found.
Yes.
Or they have asked for help, and those angelic beings who are so good at these times are there to help them.
Yes. So really all the others that don't survive, it is their time to go.
Anyone who goes, it is their time.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting, yes. How much of that survival instinct is the free will of that spirit?
That would come into play because it is part of the physical makeup.
Mm.
Yes, of course, yes. Your free will
to fight.
Yes.
To survive.
Yes.
Mm. Even if it was a baby.
Even a baby.
Mm. I can imagine that their will to survive is even greater than somebody much older.
Sometimes it is more difficult because the child would be closer to spirit and happier sometimes to return. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
One gentleman who studied drowning at sea was convinced that a main cause of death was panic.
It does not help.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes, of course, if you panic, it is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I imagine in an earthquake situation, someone who becomes buried could panic, while another might go into a period of perhaps meditation.
Yes.
Close to that.
There is no one answer to all of these questions.
Mm.
I cannot give you one specific answer that will satisfy all of you.
Mm.
But all I say is remember that first and foremost you are spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And try to place those fearful conditions to one side.
Mm.
I am not saying it is simple.
No.
It is not. But in the striving for it, you will find you will become stronger and better people for it, and better able to help others, which after all should be one of your goals of life.
Mm.
Now, my dear friends, I have enjoyed our company this evening, as always.
And we have much enjoyed your good teaching, Sonimet. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. And as I take my leave from you, know that always I am close. Always I am a voice in order that you may convey whatever you are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And with those words, I leave my love with you all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Thank you.